For America has a thousand lights and weathers, and we walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone. It is a place of howling winds, a hurrying of leaves in old October, a hard, clean falling to the earth of acorns, the place of the storm-tossed moaning of the wintry mountainside, where the young men cry out in their throats and feel the savage vigor, the rude, strong energies, the place also where the trains cross rivers. It is a fabulous country, the only fabulous country. It is one place where miracles not only happen, but where they happen all the time. It is a place of exultancy and strong joy, a place of the darkened, brooding air, the smell of snow. It is a place of all the fierce, bitten colors in October, when all of the wild, sweet woods flame up. It is also the place of the cider press and the last brown oozings of the York Imperials. It is the place of lovely girls with good jobs and husky voices who will buy a round of drinks. It is the place where the women with fine legs and silken underwear lie in the Pullman berth below you. It is the place of the dark green snore of the Pullman cars and the voices in the nighttime in Virginia. It is the place where great boats are baying at the harbor's mouth, where great ships are putting out to sea. It is a place where great boats are blowing in the gulf of night, and where the river, a dark and secret river, full of strange time, is ever flowing by us to the sea. The tugs keep baying in the river at 12 o'clock. Berengaria moans, her light slide gently past the piers beyond 11th Street, and in the nightfall, a tall tree falls in old Catawba there in the hills of home. It is a place of autumnal moons and hung low and orange at the frosty edges of the pines. It is a place of frost and silence, of the clean dry shucks and the opulence of enormous pumpkins, the yellow and hard dotted earth. It is a place of the stirred and feathered stumble of the hens upon their roosts, the frosty broken barking of the dogs, the great barn shapes and solid shadows in the running sweep of the moon-whited countryside, the wailing whistle of the fast express. Is a place of flares and stamens on the tracks and swinging bob and tottering dance of lanterns in the yards. It is a place of dings and nettings and the sudden glare of mighty engines over sleeping faces in the night. It is a place of the terrific web and spread and smoldering, the density glare of Philadelphia and the solid rumble of the sleepers. It is also the place where the Transcontinental Limited is stroking 80 miles an hour across the continent, and the small dark towns with by like bullets, and there is only the fan-like stroke of the secret immense and lonely earth again. I have foreseen this picture many times. I bypass it on the fast express. It is a place of the wild and exultant winter's morning and the wind with the powdery snow that has been howling all night long. It is a place of solitude and the branches of the spruce and the hemlock piled with snow. It is a place where the fall river boats are tethered to the wharf and wild gray snow of furious secret and storm-whited morning whips across them. It is a place of the large bite of frozen lake and the sweet breath and the amorous flesh of sinful woman. It is a place of the tragic and lonely beauty in England. It is a place of the red barn and the sound of the stable hooves and the bright tatters of old circus posters. It is a place of the immense and pungent smell of breakfast, the country sausages and the ham and the eggs, the smoking wheat cakes and the fragrant coffee, and of lone hunters in the frosty thickets who whistle to their lop-eared hounds. Where's old Dr. Bailey now with all his dogs? He held that they were sacred, that the souls of all the dear lost dead went into them. His youngest sister soul sat on the seat beside him. She had long hairs and her eyes were sad. 2 dozen of his other cherished dead trotted around the buggy as he went up the hill past home. And that was 11 years ago, and I was 9 years old, and I stared gravely out of the window of my father's house at old Dr. Baylor. It is a place of straight stare, the cold white bellies and the buried lust of the lovely Boston girl. It is a place of ripe brainless blondes with tender lips and the flower smell and the girls with the shapely arms that stand on ladders picking oranges. It is also the place where large, slow-bodied girls from Kansas City with big legs and milky flesh are sent east to school by the rich fathers and they're also immense and lovely girls with the grip of the passionate bear, have such names as Nielsen, Lundquist, Jorgens, and Brandt. I will go up and down the country and back and forth across the country on the great trains that thunder over America. I'll go out west where states are square. Oh, I will go to Boise and Helena and Albuquerque. I will go to Montana and the two Dakotas and the unknown places. His place of violence and sudden death, the fast shots in the night, the club of the Irish cop, and the smell of brains and blood upon the pavement. It is a place of the small town killings and the men who shoot the lovers of their wives. It is a place where the Negroes slash with razors and the hill men kill in the mountain meadows. It is a place of the ugly drunks and the snarling voices and the foul-mouthed men who want to fight. It is a place of the loud word and the foolish boast and the violent threat. It is also the place of the deadly little men with white faces and the eyes of reptiles who kill quickly and casually in the dark. It is a lawless land that feeds on murder. Did you know the two lapping girls? He asked. Yes, I said. They lived in Bilt, burned by the river, and one of them was drowned in the flood. She was a cripple, and she wheeled herself along in a chair. She was strong as a bull. That's the girl, he said. It is a place of a crack athletes and of runners who limber up in March. It is a place of 10-second men and great jumpers and vaulters. It is a place where spring comes and the young birch trees have white and tender barks and the thaw of the earth and the feathery smoke of the trees. It is a place of the burst of grass and bud, the wild and sudden tenderness of the wilderness and of the crews out on the river and the coaches coming down behind them in the motor boats, the surges rolling out behind them when they are gone with heavy sudden wash. It is a place of the baseball players and the easy lob, the soft spring smackings of the glove and mitt and the crack of the bat. It is a place of the great batters and fielders and pitchers and nigger boys and the white, drawling and shirt-sleeved men, the bleachers and the resinous smell of old worn wood. It is a place of Rube Waddell ale, the mighty, untamed, and ill-fated pitcher, when his left arm is swinging like a lash. It is a place of the fighters, the crafty Jewish lightweights, and the mauling Italians, Leonard Tandler, Rocky Kansas, and Dundee. It is a place where the champion looks over his rival's shoulder with a bored expression. I should wake at morning in a foreign land thinking I heard a horse in one of the streets of home. It is a place where they like to win always and boast about their victories. It is a place of quick money and sudden loss, a place in my long freights with their strong, solid clanking, heavy loneliness and night, and of the silent freight of cars that curve away among raw pining desolations with their promise of new lands and unknown distances, a huge, attentive gape of emptiness. It is a place where the bums come singly from the woods at sunset, the huge stillness of the water tower, the fading light, the rails secret and alive, trembling with the oncoming train. It is a place of the great tramps, Oklahoma Red, Fargo Pete, and the Jersey Dutchman, who grab fast rattlers from the western shore. It is a place that old blown bums who come up in October skirtles of dust and wind, and crumple newspapers and beg with canned heat on their breasts. Help old McGuire. McGuire's a good guy, kid. You're so tough, not so, kid. McGuire's your pal, kid. How about McGuire? McGuire. It is a place of the pool room players and the drugstore boys of the town whore and her paramour, the tough town driver. It is a place where to go to the woods on Sunday and get up among the laurel and dogwood bushes and rhododendron blossoms. Place of cheap hotels and kids who wait with chattering lips while the nigger goes to get them their first woman. It is a place of the drunken college boys who spend the old man's money and wear fur coats to football games. It is a place of lovely girls up north who have rich fathers and beautiful wives of businessmen. The train broke down somewhere beyond Manassas, and I went forward along the tracks with all the other passengers. What's the matter, I said to the engineer. The eccentric strap is broken, son, he said. It was a very cold day, went in full of sparkling sun. This was the furthest north I'd ever been, and I was 12 years old, and on my way to Washington to see Woodrow Wilson inaugurated. Later, I could not forget the face of the engineer and the words, eccentric strap. It is a place of immensely lonely earth, a place of fat ears and abundance, where they grow cotton, corn, and wheat, the wine red apples of October, and the good tobacco. It is a place that is savage and cruel, but is also the innocent place. It is the wild, lawless place, the vital earth that is soaked with the blood of the murdered men, with the blood of the countless murdered men, with the blood of the unavenged and unremembered murdered men, but is also the place of the child and laughter, where the young men are torn apart with the ecstasy and cry out in their throats with joy, where they hear the howl of the wind and the rain and the smell of the thunder and the soft, numb spitting of the snow, where they are drunk with the bite and sparkle of the air and mad with the solar energy, where they believe in love and victory and think that they can never die. It is a place where you come up through Virginia on the great trains in the nighttime and rumble slowly across the wide Potomac and see the morning sunlight on the nation's dome at Washington, and where the fat man shaving in the Pullman washroom grunts, "What's this? What's this we're coming to, Washington?" And the thin man glancing out of the window says, "Yep, this is Washington. That's what it is, all right. You getting off here?" And where the fat man grunts, "Who, me? No, I'm going on to Baltimore." It is a place where you get off at Baltimore and find your brother waiting. "Where is my father sleeping on the land? Buried? Dead these 7 years? Forgotten? Rotting in the ground? Held by his own great stone? No, no. Will I say father when I come to him? And will he call me son? Oh, no, he'll never see my face. We'll never speak except to say." It is the place of the fast approach, the hot, blind, smoky passage, the tragic, lonely beauty of New England and the web of Boston, the place of the mighty station there and engines passive as great cats, the straight, dense plumes of engine smoke, the acrid and exciting smell of trains and stations, and of the man's swarm passing ever in its million-footed weft, the smell of the sea and harbors, and the thoughts of voyages, and the place of the goat cry, the strong joy of our youth, the magic city, when we knew the most fortunate life on earth would certainly be ours, that we were 20 and could never die. And always America is the place of the deathless and enraptured moments, the eye that looked, the mouth that smiled and vanished, and the word, the stone, the leaf, the door we never found and never have forgotten. And these are the things that we remember of America, for we have known all her thousand lights and withers, and we walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone.